Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to BetQL Daily with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Here we go. Holmes. Grill. Another forced three. Way off. King got it back. Here's Holmes for three. Short. Time is running out for the Cyclones. And Texas Tech completes the improbable comeback.
Welcome on in BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented, of course, by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, and Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. A ton to get to today. Three great guests coming up later in the show. Jason Scott, VP of Trading for BetMGM. Sam Panionovich from, of course, Nesson and Chicken Dinner and Fox Sports. And Jason Lockett for Odyssey NFL Insider will join us. We'll get to a lot of hoops here. We do have some big news, which we'll get to in a few minutes, including BetMGM now available in Massachusetts. If you're in the New England area, kick it off. Opening of the BetMGM Sportsbook at the MGM Springfield. You can listen to BetQL wherever you go with your Odyssey app or on WEEI 850 AM. We'll get to this and all this news coming up in a few minutes. But college hoops last night, that's where our lightning bets were. Texas Tech, they come back. I mean, Iowa was up 23 points in that game, Joe. 23 points, and they blow it. So the Big 12 continues to be where my eyes are in college basketball. And then I was watching a lot of that Texas-Baylor game last night. Felt like Baylor kept creeping up to, like, 3-2. But once Texas went on a run with, like, 16 minutes to go, they never lost that lead, and they covered that game.
Oh, I was locked in, but first I have another question. Mm-hmm. Can I go 5 minutes without seeing a Joe G appearance somewhere in the media world? Like, how has your last, like, 24 to 48 hours been? Every time I look, I'm like, oh, we had Joe Giglio on. Oh, we had Joe Giglio on. He was breaking down the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. Joe Giglio of WIP and the BetQL Network on another Odyssey station. How many interviews have you done since the end of that game?
A lot. So full disclosure, and we could all say it together, I totally forgot that I told BetMGM tonight I would do it. And I was available. Like, I was just – but, like, my phone rang, and it was late because it was 10:20 Eastern. So I'm like, who's calling me from 10:20? Virginia?
10:20?
Yeah, because I had to get
off. How dare they book you? How dare they
book
you? I
had a bit of sleep at 10:20.
I said that was time I could do because I was off the air at WIP. So I was like, oh, all right, I'll drive home. So my phone rang, and there was a Virginia area code at 10:20, and I'm like, what is going on? Who's calling me now? And I picked it up, and I was like, oh, hey, guys. And then we did it. It was fine. But I just forgot. I forgot I was doing it.
Who had the worst question?
Worst question?
I'm sorry, don't answer that.
No. We had fun.
I tried to trap you. No, and I saw you were on the score yesterday here in Chicago. Like, I'm sure people all over the country reaching out. So it's good times. You're a man in demand right now. As far as last night, yeah, I was locked in. I was really angry in the first half because I was like, I fell for it. I went to the well. I'm like, Texas Tech is finally going to get a conference win. And then, yeah, they come out of, they start the second half. And then we had a few possessions where Iowa State continues to score. They go up by 23, and then the run happened. And it was the exact opposite of what you would expect. You would expect Iowa State's defense to create those turnovers. But it was the Cyclones actually turning the ball over. And then when they cut it to 10 or 12, it felt like it was two. I mean, they charged the court for their first conference win of the season. They are now 1-8. But yeah, it did felt – sometimes wins feel like a little bit more. That felt like a win and a half. It counts as one win. That was my college play yesterday. But I couldn't believe what was happening to the point spread, because when we talked about it yesterday during Lightning Bets, it was Texas Tech plus 1.5. And then that I saw that it closed Texas Tech minus 2.5. And those people were very lucky to get the cover at Texas Tech minus 2.5. When they went to overtime, I was like, okay, great run. Nice effort. Damn it. They're going to lose this in overtime now after all that. But they did come through, and the Red Raiders get their first Big 12 win of the season. They're not a terrible team. Home court, big deal. College hoops, you're not making that sort of a comeback on the road last night.
No, and if Iowa State doesn't win the Big 12, and they're, what, one game back in the conference? Then we're going to look back to that game. I mean, that they blew a 23-point lead, and you have six teams now separated by two games, and they're all ranked in the top 15 of the country. It's remarkable. Aaron, it's the best conference of college basketball right now. It's every night it's like they're just jockeying for position.
Yeah, you don't want to be a road team in the Big 12 either, because those teams haven't been playing very well. I was on the NBA last night. The under did hit at 230.5. Lakers blown out. Now they haven't even won on this road trip. Tonight they're on a back-to-back playing the Knicks. So LeBron is going to get his foot checked out, but I think the hope is that he's going to play tonight. So that'll be interesting. He's only 117 points away from passing Kareem.
117.
The all-time scoring.
So 117. Offering,
next week it should happen.
The game, it will happen?
Yes, I did see that.
Interesting.
I'd have to hunt it down.
So it's interesting for the perspective of, there's actually one of the books has a LeBron tab right now, which just makes sense, right? Put his name right up to the top.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But the injury you mentioned, Aaron, the foot checked out. Like, if people put it – because as I was noticing a couple weeks ago, people started guessing what day it was going to happen, right? Ticket sales started going up because it's a road trip. But, like, you probably got a great number if you put in, you know, whatever. So the upcoming games are at Indiana. That's next. And he's – obviously, he's not going to do it there.
No.
At New Orleans. Home.
No.
So with the injury,
I think it'll be the next one.
That's the favorite. Is back at home. They have two road games now: Indiana, New Orleans. Then they go back home, Oklahoma City on February 7th, and home against Milwaukee on February 9th. He's going to do it at home.
Maybe that Milwaukee one, because even if he drops 30, that's 90 points, and he needs 117. It's probably going to take five games, I would think.
Or four.
At least, right?
Yeah, the four. I think the fourth. I think you're right, Milwaukee.
So the long
shot.
Because
he's averaging about 30.
The long shot is Indy, 150-1. Of course, that's not happening. That's the next game, right?
Right.
Favorite is Milwaukee on the 9th. The second favorite is OKC on the 7th. I mean, neither of those are better than 2-1. You could also bet on how it happens. It's going to be a two-point field goal, a three, or a free throw.
Oh, a free throw would be so terrible.
That's the long shot at plus 370. Oh, that would be funny. To break,
my guess,
not
my
tie,
guess
but break.
Is a two-point field goal.
Yeah, minus 150.
Oh, that's terrible. Mm.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Bowl and Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Bowl and Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code Odyssey and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't.
You'd bet that?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't bet it. I'm thinking about the 3-point angle. Plus 240.
Oh,
like if he's
I thought you meant
record,
minus 150. I'm like, why?
No, I'm just thinking if he's two back of the record, what's he going to do? Is he going to go for a slam to tie it and then beat it with the next field goal? Or would LeBron go for the three to try to break it right then and there?
So that's a good thought. But we know he's not a great three-point shooter. So does he want to keep missing as everyone's watching? The other one, you could also bet on the exact way, like not just the two-point, three-point, but like, a dunk is 7-1. If he's a point away, he steals the ball in the open court and a breakaway dunk.
I love that. And everyone knows what's going on, so they just let him have his moment.
Mm. Don't bring up Brett Favre. Don't bring up.
No, this is different. This is different.
It's how? How?
Because there's a lot of possessions in a basketball game. What's 2 points? You're going to foul him, put him to the line? Like, whatever. Let him have his dunk. He's got a million points.
Is a fadeaway listed?
I see other. So I guess that would be other.
That feels like the patented LeBron move. Break someone down, fade away, and he's going down the court, it hits. I could see that happening.
Yeah, I could too. Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep you updated as he plays and his points as we move forward. All right, and we had an update here. I mentioned you can now download MGM, BetMGM in Massachusetts. That's because Massachusetts betting has gone live for in-person sports betting. Mobile sports betting expected before the NCAA tournament. BetMGM ambassador Ray Bourque, one of those making the ceremonial first bets today. So Ray Bourque. He's part
That's
of the
pathetic.
Whole thing.
That's pathetic. Ray Bourque is the guy you pick?
Well, they had
Boston?
They had Bernie Kosar. Right in Ohio, Ray Bourque.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. And then didn't Bernie get in trouble when he lost his job?
Ray Bourque is a terrible pick. I mean, first off, the number one team there is the Patriots. You can't get a Patriot or a Red Sox, right?
Yeah, you figure Big Papi will take a paycheck from anybody.
Well, he's on the commercials for Fox, right, for their sports book?
Yeah, maybe he's got to deal with that.
What the hell? Ray Bourque? That's god-awful. I know you're not getting Brady. This really bothers me. You couldn't get Julian
Edelman?
Or
something.
Yes!
Yeah, exactly.
He's everywhere.
You're making it like Ray Bourque. Ray Bourque wasn't a scrub. Ray Bourque was a great player.
He's a hockey player. I don't care. Get out of here. That's terrible. Bad call. Can't wait to yell at Sammy P about this.
Paul,
that's a terrible decision. How do you say, let's have a big meeting? All right. All right. Who are we going to bring in to make the first bet in the state? This is a big deal, big PR moment. We're going live. We're the 33rd state in the country. Let's go Ray Bourque. Like, no. No, you need a Patriot or a Red Sox.
So he's a Hall of Famer. Again, he's not some guy. Second, he's already an MGM ambassador. He's on the payroll. That's why he's doing this. It's part of his job.
I can't wait to talk to Jason Scott about this. Like,
Jason, what is your problem? Are you kidding me with this Ray Bourque thing? Anyway, I believe this is now 33 states that will now have legalized sports betting and D.C. Yes. And that's, I don't know what we do with D.C. Is that 34? Is D.C. included in the 33? I don't know. But we're up to 33 states and D.C. legalized sports betting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've got to ask Jason, who's going to be the ambassador for D.C.?
Who am I?
We got to follow up on this Ray Bourque thing and do something better here.
I love the guy, but like, comparison, Illinois, the first was Eddie Olczyk, so I'm sure people outside are like, what? Eddie Olczyk? Hockey again? Like, can we go somewhere else? So, yeah, I get it. I just, I'm just saying.
Maybe
yeah, we did it. Bernie Kosar got in a lot of trouble. Where would you go? Scott Zolak is where I would have gone.
Oh, no.
Why? The dude's a maniac, and he's a former Patriot.
Well,
he's
that's true.
Patriots broadcaster.
So I'm looking at a map right now that was recently put out with all the states and colored map, and it says who's legal, who's in limbo, who's pending. We're really the map's starting to get filled up here. I mean, 33 states out of the 50, we're starting to get
crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
I thought it would be amazing once we got to half. We're way past half. We're going to blink and it's going to be in the 40s. And there will be maybe a couple of states holding out, like Utah. Or, I know politics come into play.
California's probably going to be last.
People that live there, say California is going to be. And that's going to be probably the last monster. Texas and California, those are the two big ones that we're all waiting on. But like, we're past
Florida?
Game changer.
And Florida, yeah.
I don't think it.
Yeah. Well, I have to check on that because certain states.
I can see Florida before California. California gets everything wrong.
I think Florida has some of it. I think maybe in person. I forgot what it was, but I know Disney's a big problem in the state of Florida. Like, they don't want it. So if they don't want it, probably not going to happen. Mobile and all that.
California and Florida affected by Disney then.
Yeah. What? Right. I can see Disney owning Florida. I don't think Disney has that sort of power in California, right?
Oh, my God. People go to Disneyland every day. I don't know. I mean, it's a big deal.
But I'm just saying the state is so big. Do they really have as much power?
I mean, I think the bigger issue for California might be the proximity to Vegas and the concerns over that. And Disney would probably be further down the list of their problems, right?
Yeah. Nevada does not want that to happen.
Vegas. Yeah.
When you look at the population, I just quickly added the numbers up, like between Texas, California, Florida, that's 89 million Americans live in those three states. Like that, those are the three that take it from, wow, we've made a gigantic progress to, wow, 90 million more people can now, consume this and bet on anything they want. I mean, those are the three game changers. It just like, those are the last ones that cross the finish line. I would think if I had to guess, Texas or Florida is probably next. I agree with you guys. California is going to be more of a challenge, it seems like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 17 more. It's Ray Bourque? Come on.
Does Ray help
what
with this
Bobby
or hurt this?
Is
Ray suppressing Ray Bourque? You guys are Hall of Famer. Give Ray Bourque his props. All right, we got a lot to do here on the show. Coming up on the other side, Super Bowl MVP options. Where are we going other than the quarterbacks? We'll look at the best odds next in the BetQL Network.